Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's been quite a morning in the office, and we are going to have a free-for-all Friday, but we also have Daniel calling in on the second segment, and we have some fun to share with you on that. Fun and stupidity of the politics of today. But it is free-for-all Friday, so let's cut to the chase. Get straight to the show. It's free-for-all Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's free-for-all Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, for this day is for you. It is free-for-all Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, as I was struggling in the office this morning, my computer's about to die. If anybody could lay hands on it, say prayer for it, and get it to work, and that would be fantastic. But as I was thinking about the show this morning and some things that I had witnessed and listened to last night, and of course, you know, Missouri had quite the storms the night before. And if you'll recall, at the beginning of the year, we were challenging you to be that storm. Not necessarily a tornado that goes and destroys everything, but we need to be the storm that sets it all back in place. That destroys the socialists, the communists, the globalists. Destroy those that would take religion away from our land. Freedom of religion. Freedom of speech. Destroy those who continue to separate us by color, by gender. Of course, there's tremendously a lot of genders nowadays. By occupation, by wealth. Just destroy is all they seem to want to do. And the majority of it, the loud ones, are the Democrats right now, the Democrat Party. Everything they want is crazy. Open borders. We've got our own people homeless and starving, shooting up high on the streets in front of children. And they're telling us that we need to take care of these illegal aliens that are coming into this nation. Just craziness. That it's your obligation, because you know they're not spending their money on it, it's your obligation to do that. And then they've got, I don't know how people are so blinded. I really don't know, because I'm very simple-minded. Maybe that's a gift. But where on this earth would anyone, convince themselves that a baby is not a life, and that a baby has no rights, inside or outside the womb now? Infanticide. They're okay with infanticide. In fact, they're pushing for it. How far are we, the people, going to let this go before we storm in and take this nation back and bring America home? Congress, both sides of the aisle, are guilty. They're guilty of so many things. The murdering of these children, the drug trafficking that's coming across the border. There's no other way we can size this up, except that Congress is benefiting from it. That's why they're not doing anything about it. No walls. And now we have Lindsey Graham coming out. We want this great big amnesty thing. Well, you got to make the Democrats join in, and that's the only way they're going to join in. Well, they're wrong. So we have human trafficking. We have drug trafficking. We have kidnapping. We have children being kidnapped, stolen from their families, or bought, rented, so that they can come across the border and be detained a shorter time. And Congress prefers, particularly the Democrats right now, but the Republicans are staying quiet, which is also a sign of guilt. They prefer chasing after this president and trying to get him unseated over protecting this nation. They can't have him messing this up. And that's what he's doing. It's amazing that he's gotten anything done while he's been in office with all the obstruction. I mean, they're calling him an obstructionist. Look what they've done. He doesn't even have all those he's nominated put in position yet. And here we are running for a second term. A storm is an ugly thing, what it does. When we're talking about a tornado or the wind or the floods that are coming now. But when the people start storming to set things right, it will be painful for a time. I mean, you may have to do without some of those subsidies, some of those things that you think are free from the government. And there's nothing free. So, why do we put up with this? Are we that greedy that we want socialism now? We've let them take our children and brainwash them in the universities and in the public school system. You know, if you can't afford private school, which I couldn't, then the only option you have, which is what your obligation is in the first place, is teach the children right at home. Prepare them for what's coming. Prepare them for what they're going to be taught, and let them know that it's wrong. Don't let them get brainwashed. And you got to start that young. It's got to start young. So it is Congress who willingly has chosen to ignore everything that we have told them. I don't know how many of you sent those cease and desist letters, but they're still appropriate. You can still send them, and I still have them. We've got them saved. If we can get the computer to print them off, we've got them saved. The only conclusion we can come to, that all these things that are going on, these infringements on all of your rights and liberties, Congress is okay with that. They're supposed to be the protectors of the people, not of the people in other countries that want to invade our land. We had a busy week here, if you'll remember. We started out with Ken Klein on Tuesday. We had Patrick Michaels Wednesday, and yesterday we had Mike Cutler. So many things that are going on, and so many things that we need to do. Ken Klein has written a book. I encourage you to check that out. I'm not getting any money for it. I just think it's a good read. I think you would find it interesting. Even if you don't agree with everything he says, I think you'll find it extremely interesting. I do. Patrick Michaels, we're going to have him back. We're going to talk about some of these things that are going on. And Mikey's always welcome. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This microphone is for you. 877-895-5410. And Daniel Turner will be joining us, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us. He's given us our weekly report. Daniel, what's going on?
Beth Ann, how are you? And happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend. Memorial weekend.
Yes. And I hope you and all your listeners, especially the ones in your immediate area, are safe and doing well. It was terrible watching the tornadoes that blew through there, especially since we were just in that area a couple of days ago.
I know.
Pretty remarkable. So very scary stuff.
It's amazing that we haven't had any more injury or deaths than what took place. Now, we had no death in Jefferson City, and I think only 20 have been injured, have been reported as injured. There was some deaths in other part, 3 deaths in another part of the state, but we feel very fortunate. So, thank you.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know the left is going to capitalize on this as another instance of climate change and why we need a radical proposal like the Green New Deal. And if you just look at empirical evidence, and I will put this together, I'll send it to you, and maybe you can put it on your Facebook page. If you look at the 150 and even 10-year trends of things like tornadoes, which affects the heartland, and even hurricanes, you'll notice it's completely consistent. And so it is scary when a tornado comes through, and it is scary when there's a terrible hurricane like we saw with Harvey or Maria. And I think the left does a great job playing on people's fears, saying, boy, are these storms getting more dangerous? The answer is no. They're exactly the same as they've been for as long as we have recorded history. What has changed is, as we grow as a society, we build more houses, and we build more houses in places there was no land, so more things get destroyed. And now everyone has a cell phone, and everyone has a camera, and everyone is taking videos and images and recording live. And I think that's a real multiplying factor that gives people this sense that, oh boy, there's a terrible thing happening, and it must be getting worse. But probably the worst hurricane to ever hit America was in Galveston, Texas at the turn of the century. I think it was 1904. But no one had a video camera. No one recorded it. And there were thousands of deaths. I think it was tens of thousands of deaths. Right? But no one recorded it. No one was there. No one took photos. And so people don't look at that and say, boy, that was the worst storm ever. But there's a multiplying effect of social media and imagery. And there's an economic multiplying effect as more and more people build McMansions with flat-screen TVs and buy 4 and 5 cars, and you add up the damage, and people say, wow, this was the most expensive storm ever. Things must be getting worse, and it's not. It really is not.
Well, they use the fear, and they use emotions, and right after a catastrophic event such as what we just experienced here and what they're experiencing, the flooding down in Alabama, that is just horrific. And yeah, we're having flooding in the Midwest. You know, it's spring. It happens every spring. Just some springs are worse than others. And it's just, you know, in 1993, we had the worst flood ever here. And it's just, you know, and Jefferson City has not been hit with a tornado before. Jefferson City is on a bluff. And usually, you know, the tornadoes jump over the hills. You know, they kind of bounce up and down. This was a huge tornado, and it hit the top part of the city. It was on the top part. So it's that's my simple definition of what happened. But anyway, you know, we're very fortunate that we didn't have more damage than what we did have. And you're absolutely right. They will use the emotions and the fears right now that are in the hearts of people to push their agenda.
Exactly. And, you know, they always claim to be the party of science, and so we need to look at it scientifically, and we need to you know, use scientific data to make policy decisions. But the science that they want to use is what they pick and choose. You know, the statistic they use all the time when it comes to the climate change debate, and I'm sure your listeners have heard it a million times, especially from people like Bernie Sanders, 99% of scientists agree that man-made global warming is real. And you just need to, you don't even have to take college-level statistics to dissect that stat and say that is wrong. Because for that to be true, it means every single scientist in the world was, or in America, let's just say in America, was given the same set of data, and they were all, and they all came to a conclusion, and then they could say 99% of scientists agree. But if I hand select 500 scientists, some of them are on my payroll, and I get them all to say the same thing, what I know multiple climate change scientists, climate scientists, who have never been asked to be in a survey. I know some who work at the Cato Institute. You had one on your program, right? The great Dr. Pat Michaels. Right?
I had him on yesterday again. I did. No, not yesterday. Wednesday. I had him on Wednesday again. Yeah.
So where are these? Where are these get-togethers that they're all that we're not invited to when they say 99% of scientists agree? No, it's 99% of the folks that you have in your organization that all agree. And so again, they use statistics to drum up false narratives, and then they use terrible events like this to really instill a sense of fear. I wonder if we turned the tables on them and said, well, here's a scientific fact. Measles and mumps and rubella is escalating in America because of illegal immigrant populations coming into our country who are not vaccinated. Is that science enough to change the law? Probably not in this case, right?
You know, you're not supposed to say that out loud.
No, I just did. So maybe I'll be banned from the next Bernie Sanders rally.
Maybe from his, but not from here. You'll be fine. But yeah, they are. And, you know, I've got to get some of my medical folks on that are talking about this, that this is what's happening. And they said at any time you put new people or people into a new environment, you're going to experience diseases and such because you're not used to your immune system isn't immune to these new germs or viruses or whatever it is they're carrying. And here they're coming in from their country, and they don't have the measles shots. And they don't have the vaccinations and such that we've had when we were kids. And so they're bringing these in. And it's
exactly
just the way it is.
And maybe that's not the science that we want to talk about. And so, you know, and I'm sure the right is just as guilty. Everyone picks and chooses statistics they like to make their point. So I'm not saying this is completely on the left. But as I'm talking to you right now in the background, our pictures of Jefferson City and all of the destruction, and it was definitely terrible what happened. And I hope that not sound callous because I know it was life changing. But I also speak from experience. You know, my parents lost their home with Hurricane Sandy back in 2012. As did my brother. As did my uncle, who was the congressman. As did his two daughters. I mean, we've gone through this, and we were the people on TV standing at an empty lot with every single possession washed away by a storm. The difference is, you know, where we grew up, the old timers, you know, the people who were 90 years old back in the 1970s, long passed away, they told us, every 100 years or so you get a crazy storm. And they talked about their childhood when the big storm hit that part of New York and all the homes were washed away. And so for my family, it was devastating. It was sad. It was, you know, rebuild time. But it was not a sense that somehow Americans' quality of life or the first world's quality of life of electricity and air conditioning somehow caused it. And that's where we need to pause and don't allow that narrative to take shape.
Absolutely, Daniel. You know, I didn't lose a home into a disaster like that. I lost one in fire. And I was going through my mind what I went through, knowing I didn't have anything left and what to do. Life was saved, and I was thankful there was no life taken. We look at the fires, and I'm going to mention this because of something you said earlier in your conversation. We look at the fires that have happened out west and the destruction and the life that has been taken there. Again, those fires, some of those, most of them, the majority of them, are from lack of proper care of the forest. But you also have more destruction and more death, more loss, because we keep building and building and building. And I'm not against building. against that. I'm just saying we're spreading out and we have more people in areas. You know, and we're not overcrowded. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we're overcrowded. I'm just saying it's because of where we are today. It's not because of global warming. It's just the way it is. It's a fact of life that we have the storms. And if you're in the path of the storm, whether it's a fire, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a tornado or flood, you're going to get hit. And the more we build on those because we love that land, the more apt you're going to get hit. So I hear music. I bet you have to go. Are you heading home this weekend?
I am not headed home, but I am headed to the beach, and that's the joys of living on the coast. And I wish you and your listeners a wonderful weekend and special prayers for any of their family members who fought and died to save our country. So thank you to them.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you so much. And we'll have Daniel back next Tuesday, and we're going to do some talking then. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, Free for All Friday, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy.
CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I am working on a new letter. I had shared it with you several weeks back to follow up with the cease and desist. It's called Congress Convicted. And as I wrote it as a monologue. So it's kind of all over the place as far as me and you and they and them and all that. So I'm trying to put it into perspective and get it properly put together. I am convinced Congress is the problem. And I am absolutely convinced you are the solution. But if you sit and do nothing, we deserve what we get. If we sit and do nothing, letting our children and our grandchildren live as slaves to a government,
We get what we deserve, I guess. But do they deserve it? The Democrat Party has done nothing but obstruct President Donald Trump every step of the way. Since the night he was declared the winner, they have been fighting. Hillary has been whining and crying and saying, I lost because of this. Somebody stole the election from me and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. You know, when somebody hits the ball in baseball, and I mean it goes flying. It's a beautiful, oh, everybody knows it's going to be a home run. But that outfielder, he's able to leap tall buildings. He's able to jump up and snatch that ball. And the batter's out. Who caused that out? Nobody in the stands. It wasn't a bad bat. It wasn't a lopsided ball. He was just outplayed that day. That's all. They always say he was robbed. He was robbed. But both players have great ability. My point is, she lost because somebody else was better. She lost because she called people deplorable. She lost because she sat there in front of a young man who has a family to raise and told him, I'm going to take your job. We're going to get rid of coal in this nation. That's why she lost. She lost because people don't like her. And the ones that liked her, they only wanted her to be president for goofy reasons. So every step of the way, Congress has been pushing at this president, distracting him, trying to keep him from doing a job that the people elected him to do. One, protect that border. And instead, some of it's gotten worse because they have obstructed the president. Another, to defund Planned Parenthood. That hasn't gotten done. And why? Because the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. They had the opportunity to do this if they really wanted to. We didn't ask them to change Roe versus Wade. We said quit paying for it. They didn't do that. It's not a woman's right to kill a baby. It's not health care to kill a baby. Well, health care is a mess, too. And that started back a long time ago. But if you'll remember, in April, Congress decided to sue the president over what he was doing to try and get money for the wall. And a judge has raised some concerns and questions. It says a federal judge expressed deep skepticism over a lawsuit by House Democrats that seek to cut funding for President Donald Trump's border wall. Now, they could say this was the House Democrats, but we have House Republicans, too. And many of them stay quiet instead of vote. Some of them vote the way we want them to, but they know it's not going to pass. Now, I want you to stop and think about that. So this U.S. District Judge, his name's Trevor McFadden, he's questioned them during a three-hour court hearing on Thursday, which was yesterday, the legitimacy of a lawsuit that challenges the White House's funding of border wall construction without explicit permission from Congress. McFadden said the question of whether the House has legal standing in this case is a significant issue. Has the House used all the tools at its disposal before rushing to court? No, they have not. He says there are other tools in your arsenal, aren't there? Isn't that right? McFadden's comments are the latest development, a court case that began back in April when the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives voted to sue the president over his emergency declaration. The declaration was made in February and allowed him to tap billions more in border wall funding after Congress gave him far less money than he wanted. Might I remind you, and I don't have all of them in my head as to who it was, but there were many Republicans that voted against the President's Emergency Act as well. They didn't want to set a precedent that had been there for 40-some years. Other presidents have declared such. I'm reminding you in Missouri that Roy Blunt voted against the president. Many of them in the Republican Party, a handful, was it six of them, I think, that voted against the president. And unfortunately, Roy Blunt was one of them. So we have this obstruction going on by the Congress. Now, Congress is the House and the Senate. Got to keep that straight in your head. I know you got it straight, but if AOC's listening, she needs to remember it because she doesn't have it straight. So we have all these freshmen Congress people. There's 16 of them. And they are running amok. I mean, they are shooting their mouths off and they don't know anything. You'd think even if they took, you know, government or constitution and public school, they'd know more than what they yell out. However, this freshman is pushing. She says she is arguing that there's 10 to 11 cases of obstruction that exist in the Mueller report. Now, I have the Mueller report. I confess I have not read it. But I was watching somebody last night, and he confessed, and they were all laughing at him. He said, yeah, I know, I don't have a life. He's read it three times. And he says, it's difficult to understand because it's not put together well. That's not really surprising, because that's by design as well. So the Mueller report came up empty. Mueller didn't find enough evidence, if any evidence, to convict or to indict, to bring charges against the president. So he left it open. And they knew, they had to have known that that was going to happen. So they're going after the attorney general because he made the decision. It's not there. We're not going to do anything about it. It's dead in the water. It's a done deal. $30 million. But it's not enough. So they're going after the president because they believe he obstructed his crimes. Even though they can't find his crimes, they know there's a crime there somewhere. Yeah, there's a crime somewhere, and it's in Congress. So I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about Crazy Pelosi. I think she's losing it. I guess it takes one to know one. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phones. We have Tom from South Carolina. Tom, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Keeping
good.
Warm.
It is turning warm. We complained about the cold, but now it's turning warm and humid.
Well, now I can go swimming.
There you go. Going to the beach
I've met some really fine grassroots Republicans, some really fine people, but so many of them, about half of them, still haven't seen the light. They don't understand some things that are very important that we need to understand. I was a delegate at the South Carolina Republican State Convention last Saturday, and they voted on the on a resolution to support an Article 5 convention. And some people that I very much like and respect voted to have an Article 5 convention. And I think it's because we don't understand, and some of the people who are listening to me right now would not understand what I'm trying to tell them, is that we have been in a war for a while, a smoldering war, and civilized behavior is going out the window. The other side is not civilized, and we can't keep going at them as though we're in those old civilized situations that we're most accustomed to, and our parents were accustomed to, and our grandparents were accustomed to. And so the other side of this thing is that convention gets called, the Article 5 convention. It's in the Constitution. We can have a
convention. I think we lost Tom. Okay. Hey, Tom, if you can call back, we did have a bad connection there. He was talking about the Article 5 convention, and
you know, it has been something that has many people are trying to rely on. I've done some inquiring about it, and I'm kind of like Tom. I think it's the wrong way to go. I think absolutely we're too far corrupt for this to work. I believe those that are pushing for it have a good heart. I believe they want the very best for this nation. They want to do what's right in the right direction in a peaceful way. But I don't believe that this is going to work. And the reason I don't believe it's going to work is because the corruption is too deep. We just can't trust the elected officials anymore. I was looking at something last night, and it was talking about the salaries that the president makes and that the Congress makes, the average congressman. And if they're voted to be Speaker of the House, they make even more money. If they're the majority leader, they make more money. And it's, you know, it's not, they're not making money to necessarily be millionaires unless they're really good at saving their money and investing it, which they apparently are very well at. They're very good at it. But the average one, and I can't remember the amount, it was well over $100,000, but less than $200,000 in the Congress. It was well over $400,000 for the president, but not $500,000. And now this might have been old, but it's pretty right on, I think. And then it compared that to what our soldiers get. The average was $38,000 to $40,000. Something's wrong with that picture. So here we have Congress, which I am convicting because I believe they are guilty. I don't even need a Mueller investigation to figure it out. That's how sure I am. They refuse to control our security at the borders. They were willing to give millions and millions, billions of dollars to Iran, and now we've got a mess there, which is getting dangerous, folks. Pray for the president. He doesn't want to go to war, but he's got people pushing him. Pray for the president. Sincerely, not like Pelosi. But Congress, you will not see one of them put their life on a line like our soldiers do. The average American doesn't make near what these guys make. I'm all for paying them a decent wage. I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is them voting things for them and forcing us to do something different. That I'm not okay with, and that happens all the time. It happened with Obamacare. It's happened with Social Security. It happens all the time. They made inside trading legal so they could be richer. They could be wealthier. So they make millions. Now, Nancy Pelosi is not a spring chicken, but I'm not going to hold that against her. But I think the pressure is getting to her. And she's not handling it well. She can't complete a sentence or a thought. I've been watching her for a long time. That's what the president said, but you've heard me. I've been watching her. And it's getting really, really bad. Now, I believe that many of them are guilty. And when these things are unredacted, and when they remove when they declassify, I think many of these guys, both sides of the aisle, are going to be in trouble if there's any justice in this nation. Well, we're headed into Memorial Day weekend, and we will have a special show on Monday. But I'm going to read to you In Flanders Fields by Ernest Clegg. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow. By the way, today is the poppies day. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. We owe an obligation to those who sacrificed so much to make those phone calls, to send those letters, those cease and desist letters to Congress. We have an obligation to pray for the president, for Nancy Pelosi, for those that we get upset with, AOC. We love to make fun of AOC. We have an obligation to pray for this nation, to repent to God. We have an obligation to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Those who are laying beneath the ground have already sacrificed. We have an obligation to honor them and the living and God to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.